when Simon Tov Tzadik Ches, the halachas of Shlita on Yontif, we're up to Siv Zayin and we'll be doing Zayin and Ches. Im Shochat Behema Basode, if you went and slaughtered an animal out in the field, you did your Shlita out there, and now you have to bring it back in. Now, an animal is often big. How do you carry it? So generally speaking, two people take a wooden stick and they put the animal over it and they carry it together. Says the Mishtabura, says the Mechaver, Lo Yavienu B'mot Ovamota, he should not carry it on either a stick or something like a stretcher, Kederech She'osa B'chol, the way you do during the weekdays, El Yavienu B'yado Evorim Evorim. You should instead take it one limb at a time into the house. This is not going back on the case that we had before of someone who was shechting a mesukenes, an animal that has to be slaughtered on Yontif because you're afraid that it's going to die and become an nevela. We're talking about a regular shlita, someone shechted an animal because he wanted to eat it on Yontif. So halachi is that he's not supposed to carry it the way he does during the week. And even a shinui doesn't help. Two people carrying it on a stick is too much of a zilzal in Yontif, this derechol. Not only that, but remember, by telling you that you've got to go and carry in one limb at a time, Chazal are saying that you're going to end up doing a lot more work. They would rather that you go back and forth many more times than carry it once on a stick, because that's a greater zilzal in Yontif. Now, what happens if you have a lot of guests and you just don't have enough time to take it in a piece at a time? So, Letzorach Orchim, if it was a healthy animal that was shechted, the Mishtabura paskins that it's mutter. But if it was a mesukenes, if you shechted it not to feed, you only shechted it in order that it not become a treifa, there he would not be makel carrying it all in at once ever. Sifches, Ov shenidras paraglayim, v'yeshlochu shenisras kuevarav, a bird that got stepped on, and there's a chashash of risuk evarim. One of the forms of treifa is that the evar, the inner organs got ruined. They got stepped on in a way that they're not ruined. They don't function properly. So the halacha there is to find out if the animal is still kosher, if it's a treifa, you have to wait a whole 24 hours. V'lakach tzarech shehiya me'es la'es. The halacha is you have to wait 24 hours to see that it's still all right. Ubedika achar shkita. You also have to look to the inner organs to make sure that nothing has been punctured, nothing has been broken. Mutter l'shochto b'yantif. The halachi is you can still shecht it on yantif. V'lo chashin an shemi yimotze treifa. Afagav di isyalad be'reyasa. Even though I know that this animal is not in the same state as any animal. Here we're talking about a bird. And I know this bird's been stepped on, so there's a very good chance that this bird is treifa. Nevertheless, I'm allowed to shecht it, and then I'll go and check it. And if it turns out that it's a treifa, even though I shechted for no purpose, because it can't be eaten then, I didn't know at the time. Now, first of all, the Mishtabur brings down that in Yoredeya, the Ramah tells us that we are not bekiyim in how to check for a bird that was stepped on for drusa. We are not bekiyim in the bedika for risuk, and as a result of it, we are not somach on it. Once a bird was stepped on, you just can't use it. So this whole halacha wouldn't be nogea. But what the halacha is nogea for is in principle. What it's saying here is that even though there's a reyasa, we are not choshesh for treifen, you're allowed to shecht on yontif, and we don't say the odds are it'll be nizbar later that mashchita was for no purpose. Certainly where there's no reyasa, even though it's common to find treifes, the halacha will be that it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berura, there are many who argue, and they say that either in the case of reyasa, such as the Mechabers, or in a case where it's common to find treifis, certainly where it's rove treifis, you're not allowed to shecht on yontif altogether. As a result of that, the Mishtabura comes out that the minig is not to shecht a behema on yontif itself. The reason being that we're choshish that it's going to end up being a treifa, because it is common to find treifis. The truth is that even with regard to treifis, Mishtabura says that this halach only applies to something that's treifa al pidin. Much of what we're matrif is a matter of minhag. Nevertheless, it has become the custom not to shecht on yontif, whereas the minhag is that we could shecht a chicken on yontif. This was common in the olden days. Today it's less common because we've got freezers. But it used to be that in order to have a fresh chicken for yontif, people would still shecht chickens on yontif, although they didn't shecht animals.